Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave him great pleasure. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else in this world or in the world to come. In Romans 15, it says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." Let's read this together. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope.
It's interesting that in a letter written to the people in Rome who were facing all sorts of persecution, all sorts of doctrinal challenge and other challenges, that among Paul's requests and wishes for them was the words we just read. We can put them back on the screen, that God would fill them with hope. This Christmas, both individually and probably globally, whether a Christmas wish list is written or printed or just held in someone's heart, probably at the top of that wish list is exactly that, hope. It's been said a person can live 40 days without food. I've never tried it, but a person can live 4 days without water, but it says a person can only live 4 seconds without hope. Even psychology today acknowledges the benefits of hope. Hope can strengthen your emotional health and happiness. It can amplify your ability to achieve your goals. It can promote confidence. It can empower you and make you more resilient. But what if that hope is based on something that's not guaranteed? What if it's based on the promotion that you hope is going to happen? The relationship you hope is going to last. The health that you hope is going to continue, and they don't materialize. Well, Paul, long ago, he recognized that. And yet he recognized that people would need hope. And so he prayed, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, that as you believe or as you trust in him, that you will abound in hope." In that one verse, Paul reminds us that hope comes really only from God. It's the only source that's trustworthy. It doesn't depend on circumstances. You're traveling, I hope it doesn't snow. You're going to the beach, I hope it doesn't rain. Well, those are circumstantial. The Bible says not only does God not change, the Bible says that God doesn't have the ability to change. And so when we pray to him for hope, we can put our confidence there. Paul reminds us that the peace and the joy that we sometimes think comes from our hope actually results in hope. We think if we have hope, well, we'll be peaceful and we'll be joyful. Paul says that if you have peace and you have joy, that will give you hope, and so they're all together. We celebrate this season, and we have acknowledged during the Advent season all of these things, hope, peace, joy, and love, and we focus on them because they all come from one source. Hope goes beyond this life. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, he said, "If in this life only we have hope, we're to be pitied. But our hope goes beyond this life into eternity because of the things we've heard this morning. But God sending his son to live among us, allowing him to die for our sins. And then there's the prophecies that are yet to be completely fulfilled, that he will come again. But there's one thing here that I want to leave with you as a Christmas gift. And here's how you can have that same hope. Paul said, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing. Or some translations will say, as you trust. As you trust, as you believe in a baby born in Bethlehem to an unwed teenage mother. But as you believe and trust in Him, there's your key to eternal hope. John 3:16, a verse that probably everybody in this room has heard. For God so loved the world that whosoever believes. Paul says that's the key to our hope. God wants us to be hopeful. This section in Romans, and I won't read it this morning, it begins a few verses earlier where Paul says that everything that has been written, you've heard some of the prophecies this morning. You've heard their fulfillment. Paul said to them that everything that was written in the past was to teach us and to encourage us that we might have hope. All these prophecies that are fulfilled are designed to give us hope. And the verse right before that one, if you want to read it when you go home, verse number 12, says that the root of Jesse, which is a prophecy about Jesus, will spring up. One who will rule over the nations. In Him we have hope. All the Old Testament scriptures, all the stories, all the challenges, all the prophecies, all the recorded interactions point to hope. And then, 2,000 years ago, hope came. Christmas. Hope was born. And as we sing sometimes, hope has a name. And His name is Jesus. And so I hope and pray that you will find hope this Christmas. Not in goals for 2024, although I hope you have them too. But I pray that you'll find hope in Jesus. Embrace it. Live it. If you've received that hope, display it so that someone else will ask for the reason for the hope. That's what the Bible says, that's in you. And we'll be able to tell them about Jesus. Lord, we thank You for this morning that we've had to come together as a church family and friends to celebrate Your birth. Thank You for the reminders that You came to be among us, to bring us love, joy, hope, peace. Lord, I just pray that as we leave this place in a few moments, as we celebrate Christmas with family and friends and those that You've brought into our lives, Lord, I just pray that we take time to reflect upon the true meaning of this season, that every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Lord, You are the perfect gift for those who this Christmas need a reminder of where hope really comes from. I pray they would find it in You. And now, Lord, I pray that the God of hope, Lord, would fill these people with peace and joy as they believe in You, Lord, that they may abound in hope through Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.